ne'er a pair to wear. Like cards, reading glasses need to shuffle, craving to migrate toward brethren and shoal. Lone ones sometimes surface, rare as atolls, rising in change bowls, bent and kerfuffled. Deadly cheap, each is easily sundered, losing lenses, so you're blind as a mole. Deregurgitate by dozens, filling that hole, then pile more still, plastic heaps of plunder. With such riches, why is there never a hunch where intact pair can be found with two bows? And when one wants to read a bit at lunch, their hide-and-seek makes agita wax bold. Worst is when you hear soft insectile crunch and find you've crushed your favorites with one blow.